The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away. No one knows what's coming up. Where will you go now?
Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings from inside the Beltway to everyone north to south, east to west. Whether you're watching on Facebook or Instagram or on my YouTube channel, welcome. I'm just excited. It was a terrific opening night of the virtual RNC convention, and I had my doubts. I think you may have heard a little bit of worry in my voice over the last week because I didn't think the Republicans had the skill set or the time to put together a good show. Well, Donald Trump knows television. Ronna McDaniel knows television. They killed it. And I mean, it was terrific from start to end. Now, some is better than others. There's always a best part and a worst part. But you can't walk away if you're at all. The blue bubble people are reeling around Washington, D.C. this morning. You can see them. They're mostly media types, kind of gathered on street corners, shuffling their feet, eerily looking at each other as though, but we were supposed to win this thing. And they had nothing to do with it. And they, every time they broke in, they lost viewers. And C-SPAN probably had the biggest audience ever because C-SPAN just carried the convention. And it was terrific. I want to start at the end. I'm assuming if you're up this early, you know, it's 8 minutes after three in California. It's 6:08 inside the Beltway. If you're up this early, you may have gone to bed before Tim Scott crushed it. I don't know if you know who the only bad thing about last night is that the Indians lost to the Twins. But I don't know if you know who Fermil Reyes is. He's the Indians slugger who will take a 440-foot home run. Well, that was Tim Scott last night. He went long yard. And he made sure you know. If you are upset about anything, George Floyd or even Kenosha, although last night Kenosha just became madness and it's a terrible situation, Tim Scott made sure to tattoo on the Democrats obstruction of police reform. Cut number 14.
I'm Senator Tim Scott from the great state of South Carolina. To all of you tuning in and participating in the political process, God bless you. This isn't how I picture tonight. But our country is experiencing something none of us envisioned. From a global pandemic to the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, 2020 has tested our nation in ways we haven't seen for decades. But regardless of the challenges presented to us, every 4 years, Americans come together to vote, to share stories of what makes our nation strong and the lessons we have learned that can strengthen it for further generations. Because while this election is between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, it is not solely about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's about the promise of America. It's about you and me, our challenges and heartbreaks, hopes and dreams. It's about how we respond when tackling critical issues like police reform, when Democrats called our work a token effort. and walked out of the room during negotiations because they wanted the issue more than they wanted a solution. Do we want a society that breeds success or a culture that cancels everything it even slightly disagrees with?
They wanted the issue rather than success. Tim Scott was so good last night. I met him years ago when he was just a freshly appointed senator, and he was the funniest guy in the room, talking about how he's got a master sergeant brother and a doctor brother and his mother, so he ranks fourth in his house. And I mean, just a magnificent man of deep faith, but he was on last night. Cut number 15.
I know where I stand, because you see, I am living my mother's American dream. My parents divorced when I was 7 years old, and we moved in with my grandparents into a two-bedroom home with me, my mom, and my brother sharing a room and one bed. My mom worked 16 hours a day to keep food on the table and a roof over our heads. She knew that if we could find the opportunity, bigger things would come. I thought I had to use football to succeed in life, and my focus on academics faded away. My freshman year, I failed out. I failed four subjects: Spanish, English, world geography, and even civics. Trust me, though, after 7 years in the Senate, I know I'm not the only one in Congress who failed civics. But even while I was failing the ninth grade, my mother always said to me, "Timmy, if you would just shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you'll be among the stars." She never lost faith in me, even when I lost faith in myself. Because of her encouragement, I went to summer school and caught up.
He went on as well to talk about how he became the first African-American elected to both houses of Congress. I got to say, at the beginning of the hour, now I watched everything from 8:30 forward on C-SPAN. At the beginning of the hour, which was the primetime hour, President Trump blew me away by meeting with six of the many hostages he and Mike Pompeo and Ambassador Robert O'Brien have brought home over the last 4 years, sending a message to everyone around the world that we will not leave our people behind. I didn't know how they were going to top that, but I didn't know they had Tim Scott batting cleanup. Cut number 16.
The next year, I met my mentor, John Moniz, a Chick-fil-A operator. John saw something in me that I could not see in myself and started teaching me valuable life lessons, like having a job would be a good thing, but creating jobs would be even better, that having an income could change my lifestyle, but creating a profit could change my community. He planted the seeds of what would become Opportunity Zones. This initiative that the president and I worked together on is now bringing more than $75 billion of private sector investment into distressed communities. I took those lessons to heart and started putting the pieces of my life back together. I realized a quality education is the closest thing to magic in America. That's why I fight to this day for school choice, to make sure every child in every neighborhood has a quality education. I don't care if it's a public, private, charter, virtual, or a homeschool. When a parent has a choice, their kid has a better chance. And the president has fought alongside me on that. Later in life, I started my own small business. That's why I know it is critical for us to have a tax code that encourages growth. We actually saw revenues to the Treasury increase after we lowered taxes in 2017. Rest assured, the Democrats do not want you to know that.
Now, he finished this segment, for this segment, talking about race. Cut number 17.
After starting my small business and spending some time in local government, I decided to run for Congress in 2010. The district is based in Charleston, South Carolina, where the Civil War started, against a son of our legendary Senator Strom Thurmond. You may be asking yourself, how does a poor black kid from a single-parent household run and win in a race crowded with Republicans against a Thurmond? Because of the evolution of the Southern heart. In an overwhelmingly white district, the voters judged me not on the color of my skin, but on the content of my character. We live in a world that only wants you to believe in the bad news, racially, economically, and culturally polarizing news. The truth is, our nation's arc always bends back towards fairness. We are not fully where we want to be, but I thank God Almighty, we are not where we used to be. We are always striving to be better. When we stumble, and we will, we pick ourselves back up and try again. We don't give in to cancel culture or the radical and factually baseless belief that things are worse today than in the 1860s or the 1960s. We have work to do, but I believe in the goodness of America, the promise that all men and all women are created equal. And if you're watching tonight, I'm betting you do too. Over the past 4 years, we have made tremendous progress.
When we come back, I will play the conclusion of Senator Tim Scott. I'm going to play Herschel Walker and Andrew Pollack and Maximo Alvarez and Steve Scalise. I'm going to play Natalie Harp and Jim Jordan. It was a terrific evening, and I hope they can keep this level of production up. Stay tuned. It's the Tuesday Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Here is the conclusion of Tim Scott's speech last night. Cut 16 and 17.
President Trump built the most inclusive economy ever. 7 million jobs created pre-COVID-19. And 2/3 of them went to women, African Americans, and Hispanics. The first new major effort to tackle poverty in a generation, opportunity zones. We put hard-earned tax dollars back in people's pockets by cutting their taxes, especially for single-parent households like the one I grew up in, cutting single mothers' taxes 70% on average. President Trump supported these tax cuts for those single moms and other working families and signed these policies into law, and our nation is better off for it. So, I'm going to ask you, the American people, not to simply look at what the candidates say, but to look back at what they've done. This election is about your future, and it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. And while his words are one thing, his actions take it to a whole new level. In 1994, Biden led the charge on a crime bill that put millions of black Americans behind bars. President Trump's criminal justice reform law fixed many of the disparities Biden created and made our system more fair and just for all Americans. Joe Biden also failed our nation's historically black colleges and universities, heaping blame on them as they fought to ensure our young folks had access to higher education. Once again, to clean up Joe Biden's mess, President Trump signed into law historically high funding for HBCUs, as well as a bill to give them permanent funding for the first time ever. And now Joe Biden wants to come for your pocketbooks. Unless, of course, you're a blue state millionaire. I'm serious. That's one of their solutions for the pandemic. They want to take more money from your pocket and give it to Manhattan elites and Hollywood moguls so they get a tax break. Republicans, however, passed President Trump's once-in-a-generation tax reform bill that lowered taxes for single moms, working families, and those in need. So when it comes to what Joe Biden says he'll do, look at his actions. Look at his policies. Look at what he already did and what he didn't do while he's been in Washington for 47 years.
47
years.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep going.
People don't always see those failures because they think we're having a policy debate on two sides of an issue. That is not what is happening. Our side is working on policy while Joe Biden's radical Democrats are trying to permanently transform what it means to be an American. Make no mistake. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want a cultural revolution, a fundamentally different America. If we let them, they will turn our country into a socialist utopia. And history has taught us that path only leads to pain and misery, especially for hardworking people hoping to rise. Instead, we must focus on the promise of the American journey. I know that journey well. My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. Growing up, he had to cross the street if a white person was coming. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school as a third grader to pick cotton, and he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African-American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last.
Amen, Tim Scott. It was such a great speech. Coming up, Herschel Walker, Maximo Alvarez, so much more, America. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt, uplifted by a great evening at the Republican National Convention virtually. I love conventions, but I've got to say, this was actually far more effective than any Republican convention I've ever been to. With the possible exception of when George W. Bush in 2004 was introduced by Fred Thompson. I mean, this was all A-level game. Before I go back to it, we are in the final 6 days of our Food for the campaign, Food for the Poor campaign. And yesterday, the folks at Salem forwarded to me many of the notes that all of you out there have sent to accompany. I mean, we've gotten 1,000 donations. Thank you all. We could use another 1,000 because there is a famine in Central and South America as a result of the virus. And we really could use $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you can spare. Bonnie in Maple Valley writes, I cannot afford much, but I am not starving. Thank you, Bonnie. Michael in South Lyon, Michigan wrote me, thank you for all you do for the least among us. It's not me. It's food for the poor, and it's you. Jeannie in Jacksonville, Florida added, may God bless you and multiply this meager donation. Thank you for that, Jeannie. Glenn in Brookhaven, Georgia, I'm donating in honor of my son, Holden, who would be 25 today. Well, if those people can take a moment, you can too. Just go to HughHewitt.com and click on the Emergency Food Relief banner, which is there at the very top. You have to let it load an extra way to beat at HughHewitt.com. It loads last. Or you can call 855-359-HOPE.
$37 feeds a starving children two meals a day, all right, for 6 months. Or if you donate $185, we can feed five hungry kids for 6 months. Again, 855-359-4673, 855-359-HOPE. We're wrapping it up this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me also check the markets and see what they thought of last night's event, brought to you by Birch Gold. They are the gold people. I bought gold last week because whenever gold gets near 2,000, I fear hyperinflation, and I add a little bit, put it in the safety deposit box and forget about it. Some of you have not yet even rolled over some of your IRA into a Birch Gold physical gold or silver IRA or 401k, meaning that you actually have a vault that they maintain that puts your amount of gold and silver into it, and they watch over it. You can get it whenever you want, but it sits there accumulating wealth and certainly secure. Gold this morning is at $1,932, a little bit down. I still think, you know, I don't really care between $1,400 and $2,100 where you get in, just so that you get in and make sure that you've got an anchor in your assets. The 10-year Treasury is at 0.65%. What a day on the market yesterday. The Dow up 378. The NASDAQ up 67. The S&P up 34. And overseas, we look at England and Germany, and they're both green again. I do believe that the stimulus is working. President Trump at the North Carolina official gathering of the RNC yesterday spoke about markets. He spoke out, you know, basically for an hour. It was a terrific performance by Donald Trump. But the Super V, he calls it, is here, and it certainly is reflected in the markets. Birch Gold, you can find at HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's 474747. Want to play for you now two speeches which just rocked last night. Herschel Walker, the Georgia great, with whom so many people in America who are 50 and younger remember as the best runner they've ever seen because they never saw Jimmy Brown. Herschel Walker got up last night and spoke about Donald Trump. Cut number seven.
I'm not an actor, a singer, or a politician. I'm Herschel Walker. Most of you know me as a football player, but I'm also a father, a man of faith, and a very good judge of character. I've known Donald Trump for 37 years, and I don't mean just casual ran into him from time to time. I'm talking about a deep personal friendship. I watched him as an owner of a professional football team. Right after he bought the team, he set out to learn. He learned about the history of the team, the players, the coaches, every detail. Then he used what he learned to make the team better. I watched him in the boardroom. He can be in the middle of a big meeting, but if one of the kids was on the phone, he dropped everything to take the call. He taught me that the family should be your top priority. I watched him treat janitors, security guards, and waiters the same way he would treat a VIP. He made them feel special because he knew they were. He understands that they are the people who make this country run. They clean, they cook, they build, they drive, they deliver. He told me, Herschel, make an effort to get to know people. Remember their names. That stuck with me. One time, I planned to take his kids to Disney World with my family. At the last minute, Donald said he'd like to join us. So there he was, in a business suit, on It's a Small World ride. That was something to see. It just shows you what a caring, loving father he is. It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with a racist. People who think that don't know what they're talking about. Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is, and it isn't Donald Trump. Just because someone loves and respects the flag, our national anthem, and our country, doesn't mean they don't care about social justice. I care about all those things. So does Donald Trump. He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his action speaks louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey. He keeps right on fighting to improve the lives of black Americans and all Americans. He worked night and day. He never stops. He leaves nothing on the field. Some people don't like his style, the way he knocks down obstacles that get in the way of his goals. People on the opposing team didn't like when I ran over them either. but that's how you get the job done. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He has accomplished so much almost all by himself on a constant attack. But there's still more work to be done. If you love America and want to make it better, Donald Trump is your president. He's my president, and I'm blessed to call him friend.
Okay, there were a couple of funny lines last night. The funniest line might have been, they didn't like it any more than when I ran over them playing football. That was, you know, the Loch Ness Monster, the swamp. Some humorless people texted me, the Loch Ness Monster doesn't live in the swamp. And I thought to myself, my gosh, the Blue Bubble is losing their mind. Any event, I also like the videos that were cut. I don't, they know TV production. Here is the video that Team Trump put on promises made, promises kept. Cut number 3.
I didn't back down from my promises, and I've kept every single one.
This current administration had made hope possible.
We want this nation to continue to be the beacon of hope for the world.
How many people said they're going to leave America if Donald Trump was elected? They're all still here, and they're not going anywhere because we are in the land of the free.
We will never, ever sign bad trade deals. America first again. America first.
America's great USMCA trade bill.
This is a big win for the United States of America. This is a great trade deal.
We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. We will create millions of more jobs.
Hope to me is the belief in a better tomorrow and creating a better future for our children.
When I look in the eyes of my grandchildren, I want them to know that their papa was not silent.
We will rescue kids from failing schools by helping their parents send them to a safe school of their choice. Completely rebuild our depleted military, the countries that we are protecting, at a massive cost to us, will be asked to pay their fair share. We will take care of our great veterans like they have never been taken care of before.
This guy saved me.
Yeah.
He saved me. Thanks to him. I'm here.
To me, he's giving people hope, what he's doing for the poor people, what he's doing for everybody.
We are going to appoint justices of the United States Supreme Court who will uphold our laws and our Constitution.
By supporting law enforcement is so important for keeping America great.
As long as I'm president, I will never defund your police, that I promise you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We are going to start winning again. It's called promises made, promises kept.
The Land of Promise video is probably the best of the videos, but they also played a little offense last night, the Republicans did. Cut number 2, the video warning about the radical left.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The compromise that they came up with, if implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs, and hurting America's economy.
Guarantee we're
going to
end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
You know, that is powerful messaging. It is true messaging. It is on point messaging.
But nothing quite met what Andrew Pollack did. I'm going to play that after the break. I'm going to play Andrew Pollack after the break. It's a tough thing to listen to because every father's heart breaks. Every parent's heart breaks. He lost his daughter, Heather, at the Parkland massacre. And I have never heard such a candid explanation of why that massacre happened. And it's because of the failure of local authorities to protect people. A failure we saw again in Kenosha, Wisconsin last night. We see in Portland. We saw in Minneapolis. We see in Chicago every single day. We saw in New York. And Andrew Pollack just gave voice to that. So we will do that after the break. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt reviewing last night's first night of the virtual GOP convention. The most heartrending talk given last night was by Andrew Pollack, and it breaks the heart of every parent who watches as he lost his daughter, Heather, to the maniac killer of Parkland, and he was blunt. Let's play cut number 9.
In 2018, a gunman walked into Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and changed my life forever. My name is Andrew Pollack. His name isn't worth saying. One of the seniors walking in the hallways that day was my beautiful daughter, Meadow. She was just months away from graduating and beginning a new life. We were so proud of the woman she had become. But in the hallway on that third floor, the gunman saw Meadow and shot her down the hallway, hitting her 4 times. After she was shot and on the floor, she crawled over to another student, a freshman girl, to protect her. She draped her body over her, and then the scumbag gunman shot my daughter at point-blank range 5 more times, killing Meadow and the girl she was shielding. She had a whole life ahead of her, and in that life, she could have done anything and been anything. So many moments that I waited so long for were taken from me. I didn't get to drop her off at college. I didn't get to walk her down the aisle. But every moment was taken from her, and for what? I never wanted this to become a political spectacle, but it did. I never wanted to meet the president like this, but I did. I was invited to the White House. The truth is, I had just buried my daughter that week. I really wasn't interested in public events like a tour or a photo op. I was interested in answers and solutions. So if the president wanted to meet me personally, I said I'd go. They said, of course, that was his plan. At the White House, my family and I sat with the president in the Oval Office and told him about Meadow. I told him what we knew. I told him that his administration needed to take a closer look at what went wrong and why. And I got to see who President Trump really is. He's a good man and a great listener, and he cuts through the BS. Then the president did what he said he would do. He took action. He formed a school safety commission that issued dozens of recommendations to make schools safer. But I'll bet you never heard about that. Instead, the media turned my daughter's murder into a coordinated attack on President Trump, Republicans, and our Second Amendment. In fact, when President Trump asked me and other parents of children that were murdered in school shootings to join him as he announced the commission's findings, the media's first question wasn't about protecting kids. Shockingly, they asked about the government shutdown. President Trump turned to me, appalled, and said, "Andy, can you believe these people? We're trying to talk about school safety, and this is what they do." But I could believe it. After my daughter's murder, the media didn't seem interested in the facts. So I found them myself. I learned that gun control laws didn't fail my daughter. People did. The gunman had threatened to kill his classmates before. He had threatened to rape them. He had threatened to shoot up the school. Every red flag you could imagine. But the school didn't just miss these red flags. They knowingly ignored them. Far-left Democrats in our school district made this shooting possible because they implemented something they called restorative justice. This policy, which really just blames teachers for students' failures, puts kids and teachers at risk and makes shootings more likely. But it was billed as a pioneering approach to discipline and safety. I was just fine with the old approach to discipline and safety. It was called discipline and safety. But the Obama-Biden administration took Parkland's bad policies and forced them into schools across America. When President Trump rescinded Obama's guidance on restorative justice policies, he put an end to that. And that meant the world to me. It's hard to tell how much Mr. Biden understands about what happened at Parkland. Mr. Biden has campaigned on bringing back restorative justice as part of his unity platform with Bernie Sanders and has pledged to implement in school districts across America. But he doesn't even seem to know when the shooting happened. He said that he was vice president when it happened, but he wasn't. Mr. Biden may not know when my daughter was murdered, but I do. February 14, 2018. Mr. Biden may not know that these policies make shootings more likely, but I do. Mr. Biden may not know who was vice president that day, but I do. It wasn't Joe Biden. It was Mike Pence. Thank God. And I know who the president was, too. It wasn't Barack Obama. It was President Donald J. Trump. And he took action. I truly believe the safety of our kids depends on whether this man is reelected. I hope you'll join me in helping to make that happen. Mr. President, myself and millions of Americans appreciate you and love you. God bless America and God bless our president, Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
Mr. Pollack, thank you for, I don't know where the courage comes to do that, but that was a remarkable address. Coming up in hour two, Nikki Haley, Jim Jordan. There was just so much last night. The former hostages meeting with the president at the start of the 10 p.m. hour East Coast time. There's a lot more ahead. Don't go anywhere, Americans. I recap the night of the GOP convention, night one, on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about a dollar a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.